In a small, crowded shopping plaza, the smell of mofongos drifts from Malao, a popular Puerto Rican bakery. A few doors down, people eat plantains at Puerto Chino, a Puerto Rican-style Chinese spot. Others buy books at Libreria Cristiana, a Spanish bookstore. This is Buenaventura Lakes, part of Kissimmee St. Cloud, where Spanish is the new lingua franca, and Puerto Rican flags propped in windows is now a common sight. Janet Colon remembers fewer than 10 years ago when the area was different.
The Guaymas was only white people. There was nobody there to speak Spanish. And now there's Spanish people there that they can help you out. So now when you go there, it has changed.
Census data from 2013 showed just over 900,000 Puerto Ricans living in Florida, and that number has since risen. The majority of them have settled in Orange and Osceola counties, but Colon expects that to change as Puerto Ricans outgrow Kissimmee and Orlando. Colon came to Central Florida during the last wave of Puerto Rican migration 20 years ago. That's around the time Julio Huert decided to move here from New Jersey. The 85-year-old left Puerto Rico at 17 years old for better opportunities. He says that's why others are coming.
Moving here in Central Florida because Disney, SeaWorld, so they go looking for jobs in there. Plenty of people over there. You don't make that much, but it's a hot place, very comfortable place.
Today, taxes on imports have raised the cost of living on the island, and electricity and water cuts complicate routine life. Residents who can't afford to stay are buying one-way tickets here.
They sit here and they tell me stories, you know.
Jeanette Agosto works at a clothing store in Buenaventura Lakes. In the past month, she's met over a dozen new arrivals, some poor, others not.
Some of these people are teachers, you know, they worked in hospitals or whatever the case may be. They have good careers.
But not all of Central Florida's Puerto Ricans are coming directly from the island. Some move here from New York, Illinois, or California, like Jimmy Torres. He goes to Puerto Rico every month to see his wife and kids.
And like me, it's like hundreds and hundreds of people that have part of their family in Puerto Rico and part of their family here. Why? Because we're $300 away. And 2 hours away from Puerto Rico, but at the same time, they will have more rights.
Torres heads Iniciativa Acción Puerto Ricana, a nonprofit that advocates for wage fairness, maternity leave, and overtime benefits for Puerto Ricans in Central Florida. He says Puerto Ricans from other cities come here because they can keep benefits they'd otherwise lose in their country. With Puerto Ricans now the largest Latino group in Orange and Osceola counties, Torres's vision in the next 10 years is for Central Florida to see a Puerto Rican mayor and police chief.
We're going to have what the Cuban community have in Miami, Hialeah. What we want is what the brothers and sisters from Mexico have, like what the African American have in Georgia and other places.
Back at the Spanish bookstore at Buenaventura Lakes Shopping Plaza, Janet Colon is resolving to stay in Florida, even though her father and sister still live back home.
Me, myself, I won't go back to Puerto Rico. I won't move there. Living in there is not easy unless you have money, unless you have a career like a doctor or something like that. But if you are just a low-income family, you're going to be struggling.
She worries about home, but has resolved to find comfort in her life here, joined by others like her. Renata Sego, 90.7 News.